Hello.
Hello, my name is Nikki. I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor, the Unemployment Division. May I speak to the person who requested this call? I need to advise you, this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How can I help you?
All right, I'm finna go get him. He's in the house. I'm finna go get him right now.
Okay, thank you.
Hello?
Hello, my
Yep.
name is Nikki from Alabama Department of Labor. How may I assist you?
Yes, ma'am. I was trying to do my unemployment. I tried
Okay.
like two times before now, and now the phone call keep getting dropped.
Okay, I do apologize about that. And you was calling to file a claim, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Can I please have your Social Security number?
421-216420.
Okay, that's gonna be 421-216420.
Yes, ma'am.
Can you verify your name, your date of birth, and your mother's maiden name, please?
Royal Harris, Royal Harris, Junior, middle initial. 05/04/1985. Mother's maiden name, Marie Mayfield. MARIE Mayfield.
When was the last time you filed your weekly?
Haven't filed a weekly, but I called trying to on November the 18th to set it up. But I was, my calls were dropped.
Okay, you
Thought
said
it
you
should.
tried to do it on November 18, but your calls was dropped.
Yes, ma'am. They wouldn't
Yes,
call
sir,
me
I do
back.
apologize about that.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir, I'm gonna ask you some questions. Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, understanding English?
No, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. What is your preferred language?
English.
Okay, thank you. Did you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am. Able to work.
Did
I
you
actually
serve
go
on
back to.
active? I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'm sorry. I actually go back to work on the 9th, but I've been off since the 9th of this month.
Okay. Okay.
And I
So
go
you
back.
got a
I
whole
go.
month off. Is that correct?
Ma'am.
Yes, sir. Did you
What
serve
about
on
off?
active? I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, I was off for like 2, 3 months. Since September as well, but I worked the whole year. So, with that being said, I was working at Jack's, World of Beer. I had a whole bunch of jobs, but I was never just off for a long time, period of time. I make sure I get me another job as well as being off from one another.
Yes, sir, I can understand that completely. Did you serve on active duty United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. What is the highest grade you completed in school?
Fourth grade. I have a diploma.
Yes, sir. Do you have a driver's license?
Have a non-driver's license.
Okay, thank you. And what is your state ID number?
State ID.
Yes, sir.
It's I-75. 86-41.
Okay, is that gonna be I-75-8641?
I-75-8641. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir. Thank you. If you're approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit to your checking or savings account, or the Advantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you're approved for payments. and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
My direct deposit from a time card.
Okay. It has to be like a traditional bank so you can be able to walk into.
Not sure if I can walk into Chime, but I do have that account.
Okay. I do apologize. We don't take Chime.
They didn't ever tell me that when I was calling for the first time. Let's see what else I have here.
Yes, sir.
I have a whole bunch of accounts. Let me see. Can I find one more?
Yes, sir. Most definitely.
I have Wells Fargo, but I'm not sure what my account number and route number is.
Okay. Did you want me to just put you down for the benefits card?
Ma'am?
Did you want me to just put you down for the benefits card?
Yes.
Yes, sir. Would that be okay?
What is it? A Wiseman card?
It's called the benefits card, which is like an AdVantage card, like a prepaid card.
Okay, how long do it take for that to come?
Yes, sir. It takes no more than 5 to 7 days. That's if you get approved. I'm sorry?
What about a Wisely card?
I'm sorry, we don't have that kind of card. We just have the benefits card.
Okay, well, that'll work. You can apply me for that card as well.
Yes, sir. The benefits card.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Can you verify your mailing? I'm sorry.
What's the name on that account?
You said what's the name on your account?
Yeah, the benefits card.
You said what's the name of it? It's called the benefits card. It's an AdVantage prepaid card.
Okay, that'll work.
Yes, sir. Can you verify your mailing address for me?
Yes, ma'am. You would probably see it at 1305 12th Street, Northport, Alabama, 35476. But they changed the address to Reverend O.S. Harvey, which is 1305 Reverend O.S. Harvey Street.
Okay, did you want me to go ahead and update your mailing address for you?
I'd rather keep it the same because it's still the same area.
Okay.
I don't
want
to change it. You know, it won't come as quick as it needs to.
Yes, sir. Most definitely. Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am. We'll appreciate that.
Yes, sir. No worries at all. Is your residence address, is it different from your mailing address?
No, that's my residence as well.
Yes, sir. Has your address changed in the last year?
I have changed it a little bit, but I've changed it back to where I'm at because I moved from a house that I had bought, well, where I was buying. And I moved from there, but I still own this house where my mailing address is. It's actually
yes, sir.
A house that's mine. So the 1305, which is 12th Street, Northport, Alabama, 35476, is my mailing address plus my own house.
Yes, sir. Is that going to be yes or no?
Yes, ma'am. That's my address.
Okay. Yes, sir. Can you verify your telephone number for me?
205-887-3418.
Did you want me to go ahead and update your telephone number for you?
Yes, ma'am. It should be already updated because I did this like 2 times before now.
No, sir. I don't see that on here for you, but I could be able to update it for you. And what is that telephone number for you?
Ma'am?
And what is that telephone number?
205-887-3418.
Okay, that's going to be 205-887-3418. And what is your email address?
Ma'am?
And what is your email address?
It's Royal Harris, everything lowercase. RoyalHarris1985@gmail.com.
Okay, that's going to be RoyalHarris1985@gmail.com. Is that correct?
Ma'am.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Your mailing address. I'm sorry.
Ma'am.
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Okay.
Your mailing address is 1305 12th Street, Northport, Alabama, 35476.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You'll be asked to answer randomly generated questions. In what county do you currently live? It's a Tuscaloosa. I'm sorry.
Tuscaloosa County.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Alabama.
Which of the foreign addresses have you ever been associated with? It's a 12260 Lord Road. It's a 1601 44th Street, Ensley. It's a 2593 Western Hills Drive East. It's a 306 Lady Jane Court Southwest. Or had never been associated with any of these addresses?
No, ma'am. It's probably 1502 7th Street. But I never received anything from that address.
Okay. Did you want me to put you down for you never been associated with any
yes.
of these addresses?
Ma'am.
Did you want me to put you down that you never have been associated with any of these addresses?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir. Thank you. In which of the foreign cities does Marietta Harris currently live or own property? It's a Auburn, Alabama. It's a Gunnersville, Alabama. It's a Hoover, Alabama. It's a Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Or is it none of the above, or I'm not familiar with this person?
Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am. 2018 is the last time I received in Alabama.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama where employed that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Yes, sir. Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Did you receive notification that you have a TRA certification?
Don't know what that is, so I couldn't have. No,
okay,
ma'am.
Thank you. Yes, sir. A TRA is something like a trade.
Ma'am.
A TRA is something like a trade.
Ma'am.
Yes, sir. A TRA is something like a trade.
Ma'am.
When was the last
ma'am?
Day that you... Yes, sir.
I can't hear you.
Yes, sir. A TRA is something like a trade.
Hello?
Can you hear me okay? Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me okay, sir?
Hello?
Hello? Yes, sir. I'm still here. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, sir. I'm still here. Can you
ma'am?
Hear me okay? Yes, sir. I'm here. Hello.
Ma'am.
Yes, sir. I'm still here.
Ma'am.
Yes, sir. I'm still here.
I'll be right back. I'll be on the block, brother.
Hello. Hello. I'm still here. Can you hear me okay?
Hang up.
Hello. Can you hear me okay?
Because I can't hear anything.
Hello.
Because he's not answering.
Hello.
Same thing happened earlier. Every time I get all my information.
Hello.
Excuse me. Hello.
Hello. Yes, sir. I can hear you, but you can't hear me. Can you hear me? Hello. Hello.
Going to Walgreens. Oh, excuse me. I'm on the phone. No, he haven't. Are you?
Yeah.
Well, he hasn't called me. Because I see that $1.
Hello?
Ma'am. Oh, my God. I thought you were gone.
Hello. I've been saying hello for the longest.
I couldn't hear you at all.
Yes, sir. I don't know what's going on. Yes, sir. I'm not going to hang up, never.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir. When was the last day that you worked? Yes, sir. It's okay.
Ma'am?
Yes, sir. When was the last day that you were?
Last day, it was the 9th of December.
Yes, sir. That's going to be December the 9th, 2022.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sister Most Recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
No.
Okay.
They love
it. In other words, since Sunday, would you have been able to work if work had been available to you?
I can work any day, but the children are out of school right now. At the University of Alabama, the children have got out of school now.
Yes, sir. Is that going to be yes or no?
The name of the place is Upper Crust Food Services.
Yes, sir. Did you want me to put down yes for you, or you want me to put down no for you?
I'm not able to work anymore because the children are out of school right now.
Yes, sir. So you want me to put down no for you? Is that correct?
Did you hear me?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me okay? Hello? Sir, can you hear me okay? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me okay?
Ma'am, I can hear you now.
Okay. And you said that's going to be no because your kids are out. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. They're out of school right now. They left on the phone. That was my last workout day. It was Friday.
Okay. And you said because the children are out right now. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
I'm working for the company called Upper Crust. I don't work for myself. I work for a company.
Okay, so that's going to be considered as no. Is that correct?
Ma'am?
Yes, sir. That's going to be considered as no if you work for a company.
I work for a company. Yeah, I work for a company. I don't work for myself.
Yes, sir. That's going to be no. Is that correct?
I guess. Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir.
That's right. I thank you, though.
You're welcome. Are you currently working solely on commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Okay, thank you. Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am. I'm currently just working.
Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Oh, yes. Most definitely.
Are you available? Go ahead.
Yes.
Are you?
Yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you. Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you. Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
Mine would be 50 miles.
That's going to be 50 miles. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
What is the lowest hourly wage you will sell?
I'm at 13 right now, so I guess that's my lowest, I could say.
Yes, sir. That's going to be $13.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you attain work exclusively through a union? How you know?
No, ma'am. Not again.
Okay, thank you. Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
Yes, ma'am. It was the 21st of November. I think that was it, the 21st of November.
Okay, you said the 21st of November of this year?
Huh?
Of 2023?
The 2022.
Okay, it's not going to let me go all the way back to that date.
To go back is like the 9th of January.
Okay, that's going to be January the 9th, 2023.
Ma'am.
Yes, sir. Are you on a temporary layoff due to a company vacation period or schedule company shutdown for no more than 2 weeks?
it's actually schooling that got me off right now. That's it.
Yes, sir. Is that going to be yes or no?
It's only the school thing. I mean, you can answer that for me if you need to.
Okay. So you're going to be off for more than 2 weeks, so that's going to be yes?
I'm going to be off for a whole month.
Yes, sir. So yes, would ma'am. It be okay if I put you down for yes?
Yes, ma'am. If that's correct, yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir.
I really appreciate it.
Yes, sir. What is your job title and description?
I am a dishwasher.
Okay.
And I
Thank
also
you.
Help out with everything else that's going on and whatever they need help with.
Yes, sir. Thank you. And you said you're a dishwasher?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Oh, yeah. Most definitely.
Yes, sir. That's going to be yes. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yes, sir. What is the name of your employer?
Name? Her name is, good Lord. Well, I have one. His name is Ert. And I have another. Her name is, give me 1 second. Hey.
Yes, sir.
What's the lady name that I work for? Her name is Bernice.
What is the name of the place or where you work at?
It's called Upper Crust Food Services.
Is that the name on your pay stub?
I haven't had a pay stub yet because I haven't been working there that long. I've been there 2 weeks. But
oh,
I've been
yes, sir.
Almost a year already.
Okay, and that's going to be from your previous employer?
Ma'am?
That's going to be from your previous employer, Jats, before you start
yes,
working at the school?
Yes, ma'am. That's my previous job.
Yes, sir. And what is the name of your employer again? I do apologize about that.
One of them is named Hurt, and one of them is named Bernie.
Okay, the place that you was working for?
Oh, I'm not... I have one, he doesn't work there anymore. His name was Ken. And I have one name, what's that lady name? What's the boss lady name at Jack?
Okay. What is the name of the school you was working for?
Kimberly Spalding, but the job that I work for now is called the University of Alabama. And Kimberly Spalding is my manager for Jack.
Yes, sir. That's going to be the University of Alabama. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir. Thank you. What is your employer address?
I'm not sure. I haven't worked there that long. But,
yes, sir. I could look it up for you. Would that be okay?
Oh, no. It's fine. I appreciate it if you do that.
Yes, sir. And what city and state?
I couldn't hear you.
What city and state?
I couldn't hear you.
What city and state?
Hello?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me okay?
You're breaking up. I can't hardly
yes,
hear
sir.
You.
Yes, sir. What city and state?
Hello?
Yes, sir. What city and state? Can you hear me okay?
Hello?
Yes, sir. What city and state?
I have perfect connection. I'm trying to get back to you. I can't hear you.
Yes, sir. What city and state?
Are you on mute or something?
No, sir. What city and state?
I can't hear you.
Yes, sir. What city and state?
Oh.
Yes, sir. What city and state?
Can
you hear me okay? Yes, sir. I can hear you.
Hello?
Yes, sir. I can hear you. What city and state?
Hello?
Yes, sir. What city and state?
Hello?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me okay?
I can't hear you. I'm trying to get a connection. But I have
yes, sir. Can you hear me okay?
I can't hear you.
Can you hear me okay, sir?
Hello?
Hello? Hello, can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Hello?
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 Hello, can you hear me okay?
Now, I know you can't hear me, but I'm trying to listen for you. Well, you
Hello?
Might be able to hear me, but I can't hear you.
Hello, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, sir, can you hear me okay?
Hello?
Yes, sir, can you hear me okay?
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me okay?
Hello?
Hello?
I can't hear you.
Hello? Can you hear me okay?
If you would like to, you can call me right back. I can't hardly hear you. I can't hear you at all.
Hello?
Hello? Service.
Hello, can you hear me okay, sir? Hello?
Mama now. Hey, my dude. Hello?
Hello, can you hear me okay, sir? Hello? Hello? Hello.
Hey, baby. I'm trying to take care of some business. It's not going through, right?
Hello. Can you hear me?
They bearing with me a little bit.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. I can't barely hear you now.
It's okay. You can call me right back.
Okay. Disconnect due to no response. Disconnect due to no response.
Hello? Hello?